This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December the 24th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. It says there, "We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world." End of quote. Two words stand out in today's insight. The first one is advocate, and the second, propitiation. Advocate is a common name. At one point or another, we sought the help of an attorney to represent us to get justice. Hence, we know the importance of an advocate to represent us. However, propitiation is not that common for many. The word propitiation brings in an idea of satisfaction or appeasement toward God. In other words, propitiation means appeasing or satisfying the wrath of an offended party. God was the offended party because people disobeyed his holy commandments. By living an unholy, immoral, unethical, unthankful, disobedient, rebellious, and stubborn life, all of Adam's posterity offended God. People live on his earth, which was created by God, and dishonored him. They breathe the free air God gives and then raise their fist against God. They live in the flesh that God formed and then question God and his moral laws. Besides, there is no thankfulness or gratitude toward God after enjoying his favor each day and moment of life. The air, sunshine, rain, food, and countless other things. When God looks from heaven, the Bible says, and it is recorded in Romans 3:10-12, he does not see even one person who does good continuously. You see, there is none righteous, not even one. There is none who does good, there is not even one. End of quote. I didn't say that. The Bible says it. God is genuinely offended by human beings' actions, behaviors, and ingratitude. How can a mortal man appease or satisfy God, who is fully holy and eternal? It is impossible. In the end, the satisfaction or appeasement factors are not to be determined by the offender, but by the offendee. Amazingly, God has provided the only one way his wrath toward the offenders, people, can be satisfied or appeased. This is the idea of propitiation or satisfaction. Our today's Bible insight says, listen carefully, we have an advocate with the Father God, Jesus Christ the righteous. He himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. End of quote. Jesus himself is the satisfaction or appeasement for all of your sins and wrongdoings. He is the advocate to appear before the throne of holy God to defend you, because Jesus is the only satisfaction for the sins and mistakes of the whole world, period. You see, he paid the ransom for your sins and shortcomings on that cross by his divine and sinless blood. He is the right and the only advocate for you in the sight of God. Since all God's wrath toward our sins and wrongdoings fell on Jesus on that cruel cross, and Jesus willingly and voluntarily carried all in his body, you and I can escape from God's anger or wrath. God has done what you could never do it for yourself. You see, he has done what others could never do it for you. Listen, you and I did not deserve it. However, God did it for us in his mercy and grace. Bible says this, and it is recorded in John 1:12-13. To all who believed in him and accepted him, meaning Jesus, God gave the right to become the children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. End of quote. By believing and accepting Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you will be reborn from heaven into God's household. You cross over from death to life, from the fear of God's wrath and judgments to his divine blessings. now here on this earth and throughout the eternity. God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe Jesus is the only and the right advocate for me because he paid a ransom for my sins by his blood. Father, you presented Jesus as the propitiation or satisfaction for all of my wrongdoings. I believe you placed all my sins and wrongdoings on Jesus Christ. I also know you put all your wrath on Jesus to save me and reconcile me to you. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified.